is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
I want to look at this here. This is a really brilliant documentary that's actually on our website at the moment, radiocitytalk.co.uk. And if you've ever been to university, I want you to cast your mind back as to what it was like when you were at university. I want you to cast your mind back as to, did you ever feel alone at university? Did you ever feel helpless at university? Or did you know somebody who was like that and you were able to help them through? And we have to remember here, specifically when talking about those who need our help at university, sometimes people aren't as lucky to get that help. There's a brilliant documentary on our website, radiocitytalk.co.uk, as I said, by Leila Wright, pointing out that students who do suicide is at its highest ever rate, with an average of 2 students a week taking their own life.
In 2015, 134 students over the age of 18 took their own life in England and Wales. Hundreds more self-harmed, and it's believed thousands are suffering in silence. Figures show student suicide is at its highest ever rate, with an average of 2 students a week taking their own life. Every summer, young people across the UK pack their bags to begin what's often called the best years of your life.
The best years of your life. Anyone who's been to university and didn't have any issues, you may share your views with us, 01517081059, about the best years of your life. Perhaps that wasn't the case. If you want to get in touch with the show, 01517081059 at Radio City Talk. If that wasn't the case, and the architect of the aforementioned documentary, which is up on our website now, Leila Wright, joins me on Radio City Talk. Leila, this is something that we don't really hear about enough. Yes, we hear about it. If you go looking for this news, you can find it. Okay. And I think it's one of the things we do very well here in Radio City Talk, such as Mental Health Monday. But this is an issue amongst young people who need to talk it and address it.
Yeah, that's what I realised. Student suicide is a massively untold story, and it wasn't until I got to university myself and I realised how many people were suffering and no one is talking about it, and it's as simple as that. You know, you don't realise, you get promised the parties, the non-stop parties, and you know, you can't find that. But when you get there and homesickness kicks in, debt, relationships, situations that you've never been in before, you're 18 and you're living together, and there's so many issues there that you genuinely don't hear about until you get there and you're in that situation yourself.
Yeah, you become very vulnerable, and you made some really good points there. We forget about that. I think when you get a little bit older and I suppose become a fully fledged adult, if that's the right term, we do forget about the fact that the first time you've ever gone into a relationship, we do forget about the fact that it's the first time you've ever been given money and you have to physically look after yourself. And you also forget that you are within a sphere for the first time where you don't have your parents as a buffer. You're not long out of university, you're not long, in fact you're still consistently involved with the university world. How hard is it in 21st century Britain to try and kick on into the world of adulthood?
It really is. There's so many, you know, student tuition fees are going up, even proposals at the minute to go even further. And I think it's managing your money for the first time. There's £9,000 a year, and I think there's so many stresses and also the pressure from parents. Like you say, a lot of adults don't realise how stressful it can be. And I think juggling your money, getting a job at the same time, I know so many people now that have, it's exam season coming up. I've got 3 deadlines this week, and I think it's a fact that, you know, we've got work tonight, and when are you going to get your time to do it? And I think all them things kind of build up. It's also who do you speak to? Like you say, your security blanket is gone. Your friends that you spent so much time with since year 7, they've gone, and for the first time you're with a new bunch of people. Your parents aren't there, and I think we need to start talking about it. And the simple fact that even today, like we said, it was confirmed and reported that the 5th student in just one British university alone has reportedly took their own life today. Bristol University, that's 5 students since September. It's absolutely massive. I think it's, you know, anywhere else, this would be a massive, serious issue that we'd be talking about. And I think a lot of students now, with the shouting as well, the lecturers, and they're wondering, why isn't this? Why isn't this not an issue that's getting resolved?
And we hear a day in, day out, Prime Minister's questions. Obviously, with Brexit so prevalent on the news front, we hear about where's the money coming from, X, Y and Z. And then we forget that the money hasn't been there for a while. The tuition fees, like you said, £9,000. Now, you just think about this as an adult, right? If you are listening to this at the moment and you can step back as an adult, if someone said to you tomorrow, your credit card bill is like £300, say, and you're struggling and it's annoying you, and you know you're going to have to put a few quid aside every month. Can you imagine if someone came along and put £9,000 on top of that? And that's per year, Lila?
Yeah, per year. And that's not even without your maintenance fees as well to actually live.
That's not your rent.
No.
That's not your food. That's not your sundries. That's not your going out and buying clothes so you can actually physically go to class.
That's just the lectures alone.
Well, I'm sorry to focus on the money side of things because it's not all about that. The money side of things does come into play because it is something that automatically hits students and it can cause depression. It can cause people to feel and act in ways that they never thought physically possible. When you were doing this study, this documentary, again, please go to radiocitytalk.co.uk. What did you find out? Who did you encounter? And we will talk about the positives of university in a second, but let's talk about the bits we do need to talk about.
This started with me asking around. I didn't realise myself when I got there how prevalent these issues are. A few similar faces started dropping out of my university lectures. I remember saying, you know, where have they gone? What's happening? And I heard that a few people couldn't cope with the stresses. They couldn't cope with the pressure of the exams and getting firsts. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, like this is quite a big issue that I've never heard about. And it wasn't until my friend called me and tragically someone in her flat had tried to take their own life. And I thought, wow, we need to address this. Someone needs to put this in the light and realise that this is an issue that we need to tackle immediately.
And within the university sphere, you said that you met people who had known people who tried to take their own life. Do you think that those, say you have a class of 30, do you think that class of 30, out of that 30, do you think they would know that this is actually happening within universities at the moment? Or is this behind closed doors? Is this the unspoken actions of a few?
Students know this is happening. NUS done a survey and 8 out of 10 students said that they're suffering from mental health at some point in their degree. Students know this is happening and constantly they're asking for help, asking the lecturers. Counselling, the waiting list right now at the minute, I know that an average is 3 weeks. That is a crucial time, 3 weeks. And I spoke to people in this documentary who had self-harmed themselves, who have been through massive issues, who had to drop out twice.
What were the main reasons behind that?
It was around homesickness, the fact that they don't have a structure anymore. They're given so much freedom. They've lived the whole life at home. They're 18. They're living it out. And then that's it. It's, you know, it is a mix of parties. I think what some people were saying is the parents. You know, they all have this issue of maybe the main problems will be people getting into things that they shouldn't be getting into, maybe going out too much. And it's the reality that it's the exams. It's the pressure of it. It's the deadlines. It's making sure, you know, right now, it's more pressure than ever is to get a first because more people are going to university, which means it's more competitive than ever. I think that they're the main reasons.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is Full Time. We're here till 6:30 this evening. I'm joined in the studio by our very own Lila Wright, who's just created quite a breathtaking documentary. It's only 12 minutes of your life. Give it a listen. It's at radiocitytalk.co.uk. Talking is what we're doing now. We are Radio City Talk as well, as I've just mentioned. But this seems to be the big thing that people need to do. If you reach out, if you talk, if you address this matter, then we hope that statistics like the one you mentioned just now, it brings the number of suicides in Bristol University alone to 5 since the start of the academic year last September. How important will and is talking in this situation?
It's so incredibly important. Alone, 2 students a week are taking their own life on average. Them numbers, you know, the latest figures we have, 134 students took their own life in 2015. That is massive. Talking is so important. There are services out there. 1 student enough is alone. There are services such as Nightline, which is available in most universities. It's a student-run service. I think what I was speaking to Nightline, I spoke to about 6 of them across the country, and I interpret it as students taking this problem in their own hands. They're on the phones 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning when the services and the lecturers go home for the day, and they're there to pick up the phone and just speak to you. They won't give you advice. They'll just listen, and they're there for you, and it's a really good help.
It's confidential. It's completely confidential. Pick up the phone, Liverpool Nightline. It says, we listen, not lecture. It is a confidential phone service. And it launched around February time, didn't it?
Yeah.
And this is a really nice piece from the Liverpool Guild. Your well-being is really important to us And this new student-run service gives you the chance to call about anything that's on your mind. Nightline is a support and listening service run by students for students. Everything is completely confidential and you won't be judged. There is obviously, there are other services and services that are run by those who have been doing it for many years. But if you're sitting listening to this at the moment in your student house and you're feeling like the world's against you, you're feeling like you need to talk to somebody, the person sitting next to you on the couch can often be the first step as well.
Definitely. I think we need to break down this stigma of mental health. It shouldn't be a taboo. I spoke to Pauline, a local mum, whose son Liam tragically took his own life while studying at university, and she said that he just wouldn't talk, and I think that's such a similar case to everyone. If we start talking and we get the ball rolling, I want to get it to a point that, you know, when we're in university and we're going around for pre-drinks or whatever, we speak openly about our mental health, and it's like, you know, how are you doing? One question such as that, it can open up, and let's just be more open and honest. And
just let me give you a bit of a background. To a friend of mine, like every friend group, I'm sure in the UK now, there is somebody who ends up in this situation and either attempts to take their own life or, unfortunately in some cases, actually does take their own life. And I'll just use one instance that a friend of mine, following an instance and following hearing something similar to what you and I are talking about now, he spoke out. He gathered all his friends together, and we are football playing. You know, we can be beer swilling louts. We can be the most boisterous and the most Neanderthalic, if that's a word, bunch of fellas. But I was absolutely baffled and blown away by the reaction of the people in that room. I've seen my friends absolutely hammer people for the stupidest things, from how their shoes look to how their hair looks. But we got in a room and one of the guys stood up and says, "Lads, listen, I'm struggling. I'm having a bad time. I can't seem to get my thoughts together. My head keeps going to a dark place." And the gentlemen who were in that room absolutely reached out. And I cannot tell you how well this individual is doing now. He's changed countries. He's changed jobs. He's got a new relationship. I'm hoping to see him over the next couple of days, actually. And he's kicked on to a level that it feels like that conversation was such a long time ago. But we always bring it up, "How are you doing?" And it becomes a thing amongst us. "How are you? How are you doing?" And we do go, "Actually, X, Y, and Z is annoying me." And then we have a chat about it. And then we turn into that group that we were previously. But I think it's so, so, so important to talk. And to sum up what the documentary holes, it's only 12 minutes. I'm urging people to go and have a listen to it. Give us an idea as to the entire journey you've been on. Take as long as you need.
Crisis on Campus is a documentary that explores this darker side of going to university, the story behind the parties, the story that happens at night time. And I speak to people who've lost loved ones, people who are lucky to still be alive and they've nearly lost themselves. And we go on a journey speaking to those about how this can be prevented so more students aren't taking this absolute tragic end.
And if you had a message to anybody who's listening to this at the moment who's struggling, what would you say?
No problem. It's too big. Reach out, listen, and we can all help each other.
Get yourself onto radiocitytalk.co.uk. I will tweet this out on @radiocitytalk now. A brilliant, brilliant piece of work done by a young lady who's still in university herself. We're proud to call her one of our own here at Radio City Talk. It is indeed Crisis on Campus at radiocitytalk.co.uk. Leila Wright, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Connor.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.